The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
What sort of a parent are you? Do you believe in gentle parenting, where your child is always right and never has to suffer consequences? Or are you strict with them, making sure that they know that no means no? As Isolde White is a psychotherapist and author and is here with me now to discuss whether there's a right or a wrong way to bring up your children. There isn't, I suppose, is there, Isolde?
Well, I mean, I think there are some right things. So obviously, as long as your children really know you, they feel loved and supported and safe at home, then that's the right way to bring them up.
But there are two schools of thought emerging. And a lot of this is coming from social media, where there's this FAFO parenting, and people can maybe work out what that means because it's a little bit rude. But it's about very strict parenting, and there are people demonstrating how they do strict parenting. Not all of it is very pleasant. And on the other side, you have gentle parenting, which grew up over the last couple of decades, where people are letting their children do what they like, essentially. Are you in favour, firstly, of gentle parenting?
Not in the way where it's let children do what they like. So there would be have been good research on three types of parenting. Authoritarian parenting, which would be your FAFO parenting. Mm. Permissive parenting, which is how I think gentle parenting is often implemented from what I see on social media. And then authoritative parenting, where you're parenting with care, compassion and empathy, but you have clear boundaries and limits and consequences.
And is that the one we should be aiming?
That's the one we should be aiming for, where children feel safe and secure, where their feelings are acknowledged and where you're helping them to learn to regulate their feelings and saying, I can see you're feeling distressed and upset and angry about this. And yet right now we have to leave, so we need to get to school in time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so clear.
The boundary setting.
Boundary setting.
The implications later in life for a child who has been allowed to do whatever they want without consequences are what?
I think that children that are allowed that find it very difficult to tolerate distress and frustration. And listen, we all know that life is often filled with distress and frustration, and we need the capacity to pick ourselves up and move forward. So I think it reduces resilience and capacity to manage anxiety in children, as adults.
Okay,
you know, so difficulty and difficulty dealing with boundaries. As adults, you have to deal with boundaries all the time, right?
And so if you've no practice at growing up dealing with boundaries, you're confused by them and thrown by them when you become an adult and you're at work or dealing with a social situation where you're told no or you're perceived that there's a no there, you can't cope with that.
It can be very difficult to cope with, and it can be difficult to cope with things like deadlines and getting stuff done on time, going to college, doing group projects, having to learn new social skills. You know, I think it's most what's most important and what we from psychotherapy really understand is there's always going to be little ruptures in relationships, even between parents and children. And what we know from the research is that as long as there are ruptures that are repaired, so that the majority of little ruptures are repaired, that teaches children that life is okay. Like, things can go wrong. I can feel really angry towards my mother and really hate her, and she can get a bit cross with me, but then we make up. So there's this idea that there is a good future ahead. Mm-hmm. We know that when ruptures aren't repaired, that's very damaging. But we also know that when there's no ruptures at all, that's equally damaging.
Right.
So just being good enough, Winnicott had this idea of the good enough parent, and that's what we need to be. We have to be able to be compassionate most of the time, allow our own frustration appear some of the time, because children need to know that, like, their behaviour can induce frustration and annoyance in us, because that's human relating, right? We're always going to annoy other people and get annoyed by them.
Mm-hmm. That is normal.
Yeah.
And on the other side of it then, if you have a parent who is a FAFO parent, like a disciplinarian, someone who won't accept anything outside of these two lines that they have decided exist, what are the implications in later life of that style?
Well, I mean, I think that is a kind of borderline emotionally abusive type of parenting, because it's very controlling and it's not allowing for the temperament and the unique humanness of that child. And while I think we should always treat children as children, we should treat them fully as humans. So, you know, the way you come in and you're cross because the table isn't set, and the children are doing something. But like, you kind of need to treat them as humans and treat them respectfully and say, listen, in a few minutes, I'm going to need you to get up from your game or your Lego or whatever and help out in the kitchen, rather than walking in and going, do that now. But you've got to treat them as children as well and remember their cognitive capacities. And I mean, it's just, yeah, borderline emotionally abusive to me to be that faffo strict.
So then do you have the same consequences then as you have from gentle parenting, in that you might have an anxious adult?
You will probably have a very anxious adult with what we would call avoidant attachment, who will find it difficult to show vulnerability as an adult and to maybe engage in adult relationships, will tend to run away at the first sort of anger or distress.
So they can't deal with friction.
They can't deal with friction and will tend to withdraw in friction. Yeah.
Okay, it's interesting.
Whereas
isn't it?
The other will tend to sort of collapse in friction and kind of be a bit helpless.
Hmm. So the middle of the road parent, us trying to do our best and making sure that the child knows that things will always revert back to their normal relationship where the parent loves the child and is there for the child.
Absolutely. And letting children, you know, children in the moments that they're angry, they really feel like they hate you and they can't hold on to the fact that they love you. And that's a very frightening feeling for them. So letting them know that it's okay for them to be angry with you and that you will still love them teaches them over time that actually they can hold on to love too when they're angry.
Mm-hmm. Do you get concerned that parents, particularly new parents, might be very influenced by trends they see online?
I think so. And I think that the current generation of parents are under this huge pressure from social media, you know, through all of these influencers showing unrealistic situations.
Beautifully dressed children in clean houses.
Yeah.
For a start.
All of that stuff. But also all of these sort of parenting apps where everything's measured and you're measuring yourself against all the other parents and all the other children. Children are really different. They develop at different milestones. You've kind of got to be with the child you have, not worrying about the other children. The other 10 million children on the app out there, you know.
Sensible advice, Isolde. Thank you very much for coming in. Isolde White is a psychotherapist and author.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.